Louis during the past 12 hours, 77 degrees, and precipitation over the last 6 hours, 0.14. 62 right now. I'm Jim Butler with KMOX Radio News, and here again is Ron Jacober.
Thank you, Jim. Welcome back to Sports of a Lion on the Sports Voice of America, KMOX, here in St. Louis. And we're going to keep it dry talking some baseball tonight on this eve of the start of the 1987 World Series. The Cardinals and the Twins in Minnesota tomorrow evening. And our broadcasting gets underway at 5:10 as Mike Shannon will bring you a Sports of a Lion from the Metrodome. Then it continues, 7:10, Jack Buck, Bill White, and John Rooney for all the coverage of Game 1 of the 1987 World Series right here on KMOX. Howard.
Hey, this offer ends November 16th. This is the voice of St. Louis, serving you for over 60 years. KMOX Radio.
Mega Bank is Chesterfield and St. Charles County. Member FDIC.
The Cubs couldn't catch them. The pesky Expos couldn't catch them. The hated Mets couldn't catch them. And the even more hated Giants couldn't catch them. Who can catch the high-flying Cardinals? Maybe the Twins, but definitely you. You can catch the Cards forever on TDK videotape. On sale now for $3.99 at Movies to Go and Blockbuster Videos. Just in time for the World Series, Movies to Go and Blockbuster Videos bring you TDK standard-grade videotape at a great sale price, just $3.99 for a six-hour tape. Stock up during this sale and catch every moment of the 1987 Fall Classic forever. The Cardinals take the national stage, and you can catch their finest performances on TDK tape. On sale for just $3.99 at all Movies to Go and Blockbuster Videos through October 31st.
For the best show in town, it's Movies to Go.
Watch for Movies to Go stores to change to bigger and better Blockbuster videos very soon.
This is, of course, your station for the World Series, KMOX in St. Louis. It's Sports Open Line. I'm Ron Jacobert. For the rest of this hour, we have as our guest Howard Sinker of the Minneapolis Star Tribune as we talk about the World Series. If you have questions on the Twins, call us at 436-7900 and toll-free anywhere in the United States, 1-800-222-1120. And we say good evening to Howard Sinker. Good evening, Howard Sinker.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. Now, what's the mood up there? I guess anticipation, excitement, right?
Oh, people are a little bit giddy, you might imagine. there are people walking the streets with $100 bills looking for World Series tickets. You know, it's the sort of thing you would expect from a city that hasn't seen a World Series since 1965 and hasn't seen much good baseball in those 22 years in the meantime.
Yeah, I guess when you go back to April, there probably aren't many people up there, if they were honest, that thought this would happen.
Well, let me put it to you like this. The University of Minnesota scheduled its homecoming football game for tomorrow night.
That should
and,
be...
In the Metrodome Stadium, and the Net were evicted, of course, and they're playing as we now speak.
Yeah, that should be a tip-off. Howard, there's a lot of conversation in St. Louis, of course, about the Metrodome, and we've seen it on television, and we've seen what I call the garbage bag walls.
The blue monstrosity.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that ballpark, and why is it the way it is?
It's the way it is, with all of the odd angles and strange seating arrangements. Very few of the seats actually are prime baseball ones, because it's a football stadium. Pure and simple, the blue monstrosity in right field, you can rip it down and pull out the best seats for a football game. It's used for baseball only because it has to be. And as a result, it's got a short right field, a hefty porch in left field, and it's a nice place for a left-handed pitcher to pitch because it takes quite a blow for a right-hander to get it out of the stadium. There's also, quite a gap in left center where balls can bounce forever, which may be to the Cardinals' advantage as much as anybody else.
But they hit a lot of home runs, don't they?
They hit a lot of home runs because the Twins really are a team of sluggers. The home-away home run breakdown wasn't that much difference, actually.
But you had a horrendous road record.
Right. It's one of those things that you really can't explain. This was a team that if it had played 500 ball on the road instead of having a terrible road record of under 400, they would have had as good a record as the Detroit Tigers.
I guess the Tigers are trying to figure it out, too, though.
Right. It's the last thing you would have expected after watching the Twins play this season was for them to beat the Detroit Tigers, first of all, but then to beat them by winning 2 out of 3 in Tiger Stadium.
Howard Sinker's with us, and let's go to the telephones and find out what's on your mind on this hour, Sports Over Line, and you have been holding on since the last hour. We thank you for waiting, and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Bonnie, and I am a definite Minnesota Twins fan. I do live here in St. Louis, and I am going to a game Tuesday night. And I guess I just mainly want to let the people in the St. Louis area know that there are Minnesota Twins fans here. We are here. We're few and far between, but we're here.
You'll be the one not wearing red, right?
I will have on World Series jersey that my girlfriend bought me from Minnesota last night.
We'll be able to...
You're going to wear this thing in public.
Yes. I've been told that the St. Louis Cardinal fans are, you know, pretty nice.
Oh, Cardinal fans are wonderful. You shouldn't be in too much danger.
Here's John on this ballpark. And thanks for holding on so long. We appreciate it. You're on Sports Over the Line. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to make a comment. I think in comparison of playing this series, of what I've heard so far between the two teams, and the series against the Giants, it seems like it's a lot more friendly in this before the series even begins. And that's really something I like to see. I really don't like the bad-mouthing between teams. I guess... I'm really glad that the Giants are out.
I think this is a series that's going to be played on the field and not in the newspapers. Tom Kelly, the Twins manager, goes out of his way not to say anything that sounds nearly inflammatory. I think during the regular season he said, we're going to take it one game at a time, 1,643 different occasions. And as a newspaper reporter, you want to strangle the guy. But it does... It kept a team from getting carried away. I think it served a purpose, however maddening it was for those of us who covered the team.
Well, tell me a little bit about Tom Kelly. We don't know much about him at all down here.
Oh, I only covered the Twins for 4 years, and I don't know anything about him either. He might be one of the quietest men in America.
Well, he certainly isn't a Roger Craig, then, is he?
Oh, no. No, he's very low-key. He's 36 years old, which you'll never believe when you see him. He looks 15 years older.
Yeah, he does.
He's a career baseball guy.